The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
And while we take pride in calling ourselves Shia of Ali, it's not easy to follow the example of Ali. For us, it's easier to look at the companions of Amirul Mu'mineen and look at the qualities that they had and try to at least be like them. Using the phrase from Ziyarat-e Warisa, when we say to the Ashab of Imam Hussein, فَيَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ مَعَكُمْ فَعَفُوزَ مَعَكُمْ, that I wish I had been there with you so that I would have attained the same success as you have attained, the same words we can use for the Ashab of Ali. When we look at the early Shias, we see the name of Salman, Abu Zar, Miqdad, Ammar, and many others. These were the people who were known as the Shias of Ali even during the lifetime of the Prophet. We talked about Salman briefly in the last two lectures, and tonight I would like to talk about the second name in the list of the hadith that sixth Imam says about the 10 levels of Iman, where he puts Abu Dharr on the 9th level after Salman. And so very briefly, we will, you know, talk about him and the important, aspects of his life. Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, his name was actually Jundam bin Junada al-Ghifari from the Ghifar tribe. And they lived in the area between Mecca and Sham. He was a person known to be a Muwahhid even before Islam, because this tradition of the Deen of Ibrahim was still there, although in minority. All the ancestors of the Rasul were all Muwahhid. They were not idol worshippers. They are known as those who are following Deen Hanif. It seems that Abu Zar was also one of them, because he never worshipped idols. And in his practical life, he was a righteous person. And when he came to know about the new religion, one of the first things that he did was, after making sure that, yes, this is a true story that he's hearing or news, he goes to Mecca during the very early days. And it took him 2 or 3 days to find out, you know, where is this new prophet? Until Ali saw him, and according to the narrations, you know, Ali said, كَأَنَّ الرَّجُلُ غَرِيبُ. It seems this is a stranger. He's a new person here. So he talked to him, and when he realized that this, he has actually come to look for the prophet, he took him to Rasulullah. Abu Zar actually is considered to be the fourth person among the male who accepted Islam. Historically, we have the name of Ali, and then you look at the name of his brother Ja'far, and then Zayd bin Harisa, the slave of Rasulullah, we come to the name of Abu Zar. And this is very early days where the Prophet had not yet formally, started the mission. And so the Prophet told him that, I advise you to go back to your people. And when the name of Islam and the mission becomes more public, then you can come. So Abu Dharr went back. And eventually, he migrated to Medina and joined the Prophet in Medina and settled down in Medina itself. Salawat Pranay Akbar. He was not only very highly regarded by the Prophet, but as I said earlier, he is among those who are known to be in the company of Ali, even during the life of the Prophet. and they were known as Shia of Ali. His loyalty to Amir al-Mu'mineen is expressed by that hadith of the sixth Imam where he says that there were three people who after the demise of the Prophet never ever, you know, abandoned Ali. Others were there, but they were a little bit weak. It took them some time to join in. But there were three individuals where him, and those three names basically Salman, Abu Dharr, and Miqdad. These were the people who not even for a moment they abandoned Ali. He was there in the house of Fatima, among the 12 people who gathered there as a protest against the Khilafat of Abu Bakr. And he was allowed to be in the janazah of Bibi Fatima and to recite the janazah, namaz janazah with Amir al-Mu'mineen. And so he was very close to Ali. Like Salman, Abu Dharr also was a true abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the people who lived in this dunya, used the blessings Allah had given to them, but they were not slaves of this world. They were the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even the lifestyle, we talked about Salman, you know, he got the position of the governorship of Madain. Actually, governor of entire Fars, Iran. But he lived a very simple life. When we look at the life of Abu Dharr, the same thing. The Prophet actually described Abu Dharr in the words where he says, Abu Dharr fi ummati shabihu Isa ibn Maryam fi zuhdihi wa wara'ihi. That the example of Abu Dharr in my ummah is like somebody like Isa ibn Maryam in his asceticism and abstinence from the luxuries of this dunya. This is Rasul describing Abu Dharr as Shabiha Isa ibn Maryam in this ummah. One of the qualities of Abu Dharr was that he was very courageous in speaking the truth, never afraid even the presence of the rulers of the time. And the Prophet actually had said, he says, no sky has covered, nor any land has carried anyone more truthful in speech than Abu Dharr. This is a very great honor. No sky has covered and no land has, you know, carried anyone more truthful in his speech than Abu Dharr. And so let me, you know, just end by saying that to be a true Shia of Ali is not an easy thing. Shiaism demands loyalty and sacrifice. The example of Salman, Abu Dharr, their lifestyle, their courage in standing up for haq and truth are the things that we have to keep in mind in order to live by the claim that we have that we are the true Shia of Ali ibn Abi Talib. That example of Salman and Abu Dharr and other companions should be there. They were ordinary human beings like us. They were not from Anbiya. They are not from Mursaleen. They are not from A'imma. They are not Ma'asoon. Just as the Ashab of Hussein. And if we keep this in mind, inshallah, we'll be able to move in the right direction, inshallah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Halim Hakim Matin. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.